You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
The Sims Spotlight is brought to you by Balance of Nature Whole Food Supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Built Ford Tough Studio. He joins us every Wednesday at 8 a.m. And on this Thanksgiving Eve, here he is, two-time Super Bowl champion, Mr. Phil Sims. Good morning,
okay.
Phil.
Good morning. That is some introduction, man. And that music, I'll tell you. But, you know, I got to say this as I call in a little early because I like to make sure I'm not going to be late. It is really just, it's the highlight of my day to talk a little football with Al. It's just the best.
What were you guys talking about?
Oh, you know, Al, yeah, hey, I love it when y'all run those little clips of him. And, all he does is gripe and complain about everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
He hates everybody, stinks, and of course, unfortunately, here in New York, every Monday is probably his best because the Giants and Jets have lost the game, and there's a lot to talk about in a bad way, so Al has a good time then. But
He hates the Giants, too, by the way. Can't stand
the Giants.
Oh, does
he?
Yes, he does. I don't know if he's ever shared that with you.
No, he's a coward. He didn't do that, you know. So
I love the Phil Sims
Al, I didn't know you hate it. Why do you hate the Giants? Come on. My gosh.
So many years, they're so frustrating. They're like 2-6, it feels like, every season.
Hey, Al. They've won 4 Super Bowls, okay?
I know, it's
4.
A long time ago, though.
Okay, it might be, but still, you know, it's tough to win these things. They won 4 of them. They had at least four great years.
And you know who was the quarterback for 2 of those?
Mr. Phil Sims.
Yeah, Mr. Phil Sims. Yep.
No, I was quarterback for 1. That second one, you know, I was on crutches sitting over there going, damn.
Yeah, but you got him there, man.
You got him there, and you got your rings.
You were like the Carson Wentz of the Giants back then. There's nothing wrong with that. He's got a Super Bowl. He's got a Super Bowl ring, and you got 2 of them. So shut the hell up, and I can't even believe I'm arguing with him. Hey, listen, let's talk about football for 1 second here.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Your New York Giants, were you – I wasn't surprised that they let Daniel Jones go. I actually thought that John Mara did a solid for Daniel Jones because of the indignity of being benched, being the fourth quarterback, and not being dressed – you know, would have been really an embarrassing situation. They don't want to embarrass him. Were you surprised they let him go?
No, I was not. And it's many things. You know, you've said it all really already this week. You know, the fact that he's around all the time and there's, you know, could be interviewed, players still every once in a while talk about it. So it's just best to, and, you know, think about his situation. And, you know, every once in a while teams do have to think about the players, how they feel and what situation they are in. And the Giants, I think, did a great job of granting his wish and letting him go. And, you know, when I read the paper that he was the safety and the scout team during a walkthrough, I go, wow, I mean, I got to be honest, that's really embarrassing. And good for Daniel Jones, the right move by the Giants, and you move forward, and here we go. Who's going to be the quarterback Thanksgiving Day? And by the way, I will be down there doing the game on radio. So I'm leaving here. Yeah.
All right.
Looking forward to that.
Man, I thought you were going to be bow and arrowing some turkeys for dinner or something because you got that big farm out in the backyard there. You got all sorts of animals running all over the place, I hear.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
we feed them all, and so we got a couple foxes. We got lots of geese right now. They come here for the winter,
dropping because
our water doesn't.
Backyard.
You know,
what are you feeding these foxes?
Everything. So one day I was going to take out.
What do you mean by everything?
Hold on. You may we get to this conversation. There's a chance that they could show up at his house and arrest him for feeding these foxes. Just be careful.
What? Oh, really? Okay, yeah, I didn't know that.
They had to chop the head off at a squirrel here in New York.
Oh, no, that was different, though. These foxes are still wild.
They're not coming in my house,
All right, for sure. All right, okay. We don't want anybody showing up at your house.
Okay, I don't want that either. I got enough troubles. So I was taking some hamburger meat out one night to give to the two foxes. And one of them had the mange, and we cured him. We got medicine and put it in the food, and he is beautiful, whatever. And I'm walking out with him. My wife goes, "You're going to give that to the foxes?" I said, "Yes." And she goes, "Well, aren't you going to at least cook it first?" And I go, "Diana, they're wild animals. They eat animals raw." And she went, "I don't know. I don't think you should do that. I really don't think you should feed him that. Oh, my God." So.
Hey, wait, I'm not exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. My wife's in the other room. She can hear me. Oh. Yell at me if you can hear me. But I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, she worries about feeding them. I go, "What are we going to have tonight?" "Well, I don't know. What are you going to make?"
Oh, that's perfect.
It is unbelievable, but go ahead. Let's go.
Have you named these foxes?
No, I have not named them. No.
Okay, so there's two of them. I feel like you know.
Yeah, but he's got deer over there. He's got foxes.
Yeah, we feed the deer. We feed the birds. We feed the geese. We had a swan come in. He heard they feed well, so he's now sitting in the water. Hey, listen, I am not exaggerating. Yeah. When I have people over, I go, "Come over here and watch this." And I walk out my back door. And I yell for the foxes. I come back in, and about 3 to 5 minutes later, I walk out. They're sitting in the yard straight up looking at me like, "Where the hell's the food?"
When you yell for the foxes, what do you yell?
I can't do it over the phone because it's really loud. I just make
just pull the speaker away from your face.
Yeah, yeah.
Boo! Boo! There you go.
Sounds like you're yelling at one of your offensive linemen.
Well, no, I cursed when I yelled at my linemen, so that's a different story. But I know this is terrible.
Why?
But I have a big flashlight. I have a great flashlight that's really powerful, and when I put it out there, I say, "Where the hell are they? Come on, you know." And you can see their eyes in the woods, and then they come trotting out, and they're like, you know, so. Hey, they got a good life, man. So we take care of them.
I'll tell you what, you should mix in some of this fiber and spice from Balance of Nature.
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll do that.
And you are Balance of Nature can make, in your backyard.
Well, then Gino can make fun of them, you know, instead of me all the time.
Gino, now I'm Gino? What the hell?
Did I say Gino? Yeah, you know what it is? I'm sorry. I just wrote down Geno Smith's name, so sorry, Gio.
No, it's okay, Phil.
Here we go. This game Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, wouldn't you know the Cowboys win a damn game? So they're going to be feeling good and all this. And then Micah Parsons, he's back in the lineup. And he, you know, you can tell he's over the injury. He is literally ridiculous on the field. So the Giants got to deal with that. Now who's going to be the quarterback? Everybody's got so many guys beat up. It's really incredible when I look at injury reports. But hopefully it'll be a really good game. I do think that, just like last week, I thought the Giants had a really good chance of beating Tampa. And almost right away I went, wow, it's just not turning out. Even early in the game, it's not what I expected in the game, that's for sure.
You know what it looked like to me? It looked like, Todd Bowles likes the blitz, and he blitzed, and he got to Tommy DeVito time and again. And it looked like there was really no answer for the blitz, and I wonder about the offensive play calling and the scheming as to whether or not there is an answer for a quarterback to handle the blitz.
Well, you know, the ones I did see and watched and all that, they came with such great timing, the Tampa Bay defense, the rush, and they just ran them over at times. You couldn't even brace yourself to take the contact. And Todd Bowles actually, I thought, pulled back in the game because he goes, look, we're leading. Why take these chances? We can just do it with normal, you know, solid defensive calls or whatever. And, of course, the big one, you know, I hate doing it and saying it all the time, but the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is on fire. And Baker Mayfield is the leader of the franchise, the leader of the team. And, oh, my gosh, every single week, just like he did against the Giants, he doesn't throw the ball well. He just, boomer, he stripes it every throw. And, boy, he's got some energy. And we laughed on the set last year, I think. I forgot who said it, Boomer. Somebody said to Todd Bowles, can you tell us about Baker or whatever? And he goes, yeah, I guess I can say this. If I told Baker to walk across the room and stick his face in that fan, he would.
I think that was Pat Kerwin who said that.
Was that Pat Kerwin?
I think so,
talks to Todd Bowles every week. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So when you hear that, you just go, okay, you know, it's funny, but it really illustrates who he is. And it just kind of shows you, I brought this up for a few reasons. We got Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, and Baker Mayfield, three quarterbacks who flamed out, however you want to say it. How about Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield were both in Carolina and said, ah, get the hell out of here. We don't need you, you know, which is amazing. And how good all three of them are playing.
Yeah, to me, it's the Cleveland Browns, and their decision to go with Deshaun Watson over Baker Mayfield is beyond comprehension for me. But, you know, and I'm sure you feel the same way. So let me ask you about another quarterback. And I think the last 2 weeks we've seen more of what we expected to see from Caleb Williams. They're going to be in Detroit now. And it's not going to be an easy game for him because keeping up with the Detroit offense is going to be tough. I don't think the Chicago Bears are going to be able to put up as many points. But the last couple of weeks under a new offensive coordinator, he now all of a sudden looks like he's the real deal and he's figured it out.
Hey, man, if you think coaching isn't important, I don't know what else to say. A rookie, right in the middle of the year, they basically give him a new thought process, how to do it differently. He does it, and he really, I thought he played very, very well. And what I've seen of all these rookie quarterbacks right now, if we redrafted them, I still would take Caleb Williams number one because of just his movement. He is a tremendous thrower on the run. He can make big-time power throws down the field. He's accurate. I mean, he's got everything you want. He's just got to learn to adapt a little more to the NFL game. And we see, hey.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
It was bad. It really was. It was bad. And what happened, let's start over a little bit here. And he took the coaching really well, and we're seeing the difference in the way he plays. So it's good for him.
I know you.
Chicago.
I know you and Bill Belichick have been close for many years. Have you talked to him recently?
No, I haven't. I actually texted him one day as I was listening to him on TV. I can't remember what show I saw him on, but man, he was just crushing everything.
Yeah, it's fun to watch him on TV. I just, you know, with his name out there and the Chicago Bears, one of those things, one of those teams we talked about where they got the quarterback in place if things don't go well for Matt Eberflus. Do you think Bill Belichick gets back in next year?
I would think so, yes, I do. I really think he will. I think he will be back in. It's just a question of where it would be. And I also think, as I was thinking about it one day, I was talking to somebody, maybe my son, about this. And I said, well, surely he's going to look for a job that he believes the quarterback is already there.
Exactly.
And you know, well, he doesn't want to draft a quarterback and go through that. I just can't imagine. He doesn't have the patience for it now. At least I don't think he would. So
there's some like teams Chicago or Jacksonville, somebody like that, right?
Yeah, that's what I would think. One of those. I look at Jacksonville, and I watch them a lot, and I actually talk to people down in Jacksonville on the radio shows, and I just go, man, on paper, Jacksonville has a big-time, I think, roster. There's not many things you need to fix. They just, I don't know what's going on. The offensive line's been a disappointment, and when your offensive line's kind of a big disappointment for any team, we're going to see a team that's really going to struggle and have a hard time winning games. So
right.
That's my first take on them.
Yeah, all right. So let me ask you this. Giants, Dallas Cowboys, obviously it doesn't mean anything. It really comes down to the draft and where the Giants are going to be drafting. And we saw Joe Shane out of Colorado yesterday watching Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. The thought process is that Shedeur is probably going to be the first overall quarterback. Although, I will say that, you know, that could change. I mean, a lot of things could happen between now and the draft.
Yes.
I mean, really, if in your eyes right now, Shedeur is still the number one quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done this all yet, but yeah, what I've seen, I really like. You know, he knows how to play. He makes really good decisions. And the good thing for him that's going to make his transition much easier, he's running a true NFL offense with Pat Shurmur. I mean, Boomer, when I watch it, I just go, holy Christ, it's just one good concept after another. And, of course, they're very talented in the receiver group. And he, you know, listen, he's tough as hell, too. I will say that. But this is going to change so many times. As we go along, Cam Ward, I've heard some people talk about him that have down and watched him and all that. I haven't really looked at him deeply. But the other one is Jalen Milroe of Alabama. I mean, listen, that was unbelievable what I saw in Oklahoma. Alabama could not protect a big, strong, really mobile quarterback. He had zero chance of having success in the game. But he throws the ball really well. I think he's accurate. I think he's much more polished than a guy like Anthony Richardson coming out in the draft 2 years ago. So we'll see. There's a lot. I think this quarterback class is going to elevate itself a little. I said it's not very good. But as I keep watching and go, oh, there's another name. And I think there'll be some prizes in it when it comes around.
And the real question is, will it be Joe Shane and Brian Daboll that get a chance to draft and develop that guy? I always thought it was going to be, but then hearing some of the stuff out of the locker room this past week and the questioning of the coaching and so many outspoken things from big stars like Dexter Lawrence. I mean, what was your take on all of that, I guess, honesty after the loss to the Buccaneers?
Oh, you know, hey, talk about yourself. That, you know, that's one thing. If you want to talk bad about you, then go ahead and do it. But don't throw these, oh, we had guys that quit out there. I mean, that is, man, you know, Jill, let me say, Boomer, can you imagine somebody saying that on your football team? Holy Christ. It's just, I don't get it. It's disrespectful. It's the wrong thing to do, and it should never be tolerated. So I know Brian Daboll has probably talked to whoever they said some of these things, and Malik Nabers, what he talked about, getting the ball more, all these other things. But it's a problem, and it really bothers me to hear those things on any team. You know,
wow.
Be quiet when you're losing. Be quiet. Yeah. Do your damn job better and just work. And, you know, that's got to be the mantra for the team going forward.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you're drafted. Doesn't matter what position you play. Doesn't matter what they want from you. Maybe you're misinterpreting what they want from you. The last thing they want from you, if you're Malik Nabers, is to be calling out your teammates and calling out the offensive scheme. What they do want from you is they want the energy on the field. They want the great catches. They don't want the drops. And they want you showing energy on the field, not off the field in an interview. And that's real. No matter what anybody else says, that is real in the locker room. Now, one other thing for me, and final thing for me, your take on Aaron Rodgers. Now, I think he's hurt. I think he's got a hamstring problem in his left leg.
Yes.
It doesn't look like he's really using that left leg. And I understand he wants to be out there. He feels the pressure. What do you see from him? And overall, do you think he's going to play next year? And if he does play, do you think it's going to be with the Jets?
No, I do not think he's going to play for the Jets next year. I don't think he'll play next year, period. I don't see where there's a spot that you'd say he would be the guy, the difference, what we talked about with the Jets. I don't see that out there. And after what everybody has seen with the Jets, that it's just what would really entice you to do this? He's had a great career, and everybody talks, well, you didn't want to go out that way. Hey, man, as I said to Brett Favre once, he was talking about it. I said, Brett, play until they kick you out. Okay, well, that time might be now for Aaron Rodgers. We all know the great stuff, but in fact, when I saw him walking off the field 2 weeks ago, I did see him limping a little, and I could tell his left, you know, it was his left leg or whatever. So, man, you know how it is. When you try to play hurt, that just makes everything worse. And, you know, so that's just a few of my thoughts. We'll see what happens, but I'd be very surprised if he's a new coach, a new general manager, a new way, and we're going to start off with Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback. It just doesn't make sense when you talk about it that way.
Phil, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time down in Dallas calling the game, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, Gio, we will. I will. Thank you. I got to say this. Hold on. Yeah, there you go. That was pretty good. When you talk about Daniel Jones going to Minnesota,
yeah,
that would make sense in this respect. Kevin O'Connell, it seems like whoever plays quarterback for him does well. They go, oh, so-and-so threw for 400 yards. Hell, I didn't even know he's still in the league. But look what he's done to Sam Darnold. And I would think Sam Darnold is going to leave after this year, get a bigger contract somewhere, and McCarthy will be the starter, and then they would probably look at Daniel Jones as being a quality backup to J.J. McCarthy. That would be my thought. And it doesn't matter who plays for the damn guy. They put up astounding numbers every time, every week. So
yeah, I mean, even Joshua Dobbs. Yeah, even Joshua Dobbs last year in a couple of games was able to do it. So yeah, I mean, unless Sam Darnold brings him to the Super Bowl, then what? I mean, you know,
well,
then you got to keep him.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's got a chance here to do that. Sam Darnold was the San Francisco 49ers last year, and I know and was told many times that Brock Purdy was on his toes every day because he said they told me Sam Darnold crushes every single day. He was crushing practice, you know, training camp, preseason games, all that stuff. And so he figured it out finally. And look where he's at, a great spot, great receivers, tremendous design on the offensive side. And he's taking advantage of it, so I'm happy for him.
Woo! Woo!
Tell the Foxes, okay, Boomer and Gio, say hi.
All right. Guys, thank you very much. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right.
Travel safe, man. Oh, that's great.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.